Well, I'd like to welcome our listening audience to the radio broadcast this morning. Randy, who is works at the Haven of Rest Ministries, is with us this morning. Randy, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Randy, you work over in the men's day room.
Correct.
And you work second shift.
Correct.
So before we talk a little bit about that, let's go back a little bit in regards to how you became familiar with the Haven of Rest and some of the things that Haven of Rest Ministries has done for you.
I started here. I came to Haven of Rest about 2.5 years ago as a client in the day room, homeless, broken, very broken, an addiction to opiates, just very lost, had no direction, no, didn't follow the Lord at all, doing my own thing. Finally, enough was enough. My family had it, sent me to the Haven of Rest, dropped me off here. And luckily, I found the Lord and a great team of people to help me get through that darkness.
So I think of 2.5 years ago, you obviously had some people that you connected with in regards to introducing you to the program. Somebody over in the day room and then over here on the long-term program. Who were those two connections?
Keith Snodgrass next door. And then I met with Jason Hubbard and Jesse on Monday. I think I came in on a Saturday. Met with Keith, happened to be the social worker that was working that weekend. It was his weekend.
Yes.
And he's like, I'll get you. Hang around till Monday. And I had my interview, and next thing I know, I was on the program.
So you came onto the program. Obviously, let me ask you, now that you're hired at the Haven of Rest and you've been working here for a little bit, did the program go quick for you, and how was it beneficial for you?
At first, when they told me it was like a 9-month program, it was a kind of panicky, you know, minimum 9-month program. And that's what I make sure I tell clients, but it went so fast. And here we are 2.5 years later, standing here living on my own car. I'm self-sufficient, going to church, involved in the church, involved in work. And it's just, it's been fast.
Yes.
Very fast.
And being hired in, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing on second shift. Why don't you kind of explain some of the things that you do?
So my shift kind of varies a little bit. I come in at 1:30 to 9:30. I come in and to help with case Keith. We work with some of the mental health and then the work, a lot of the work agreements I have. So I work with them, getting them to appointments, making sure they're following up with mental health, that kind of stuff. And just, it's amazing. You see the Lord working in so many different ways. Sometimes you feel wore out and you're really needing that boost, and the Lord will show you. He's got you. He's got me. He carries, gives me that knowledge. You know, you think, but how do you handle this situation? And all of a sudden, it's just boom right there. Like, you do it every day, and it's not something you do every day.
Yes. So you're coming in on really toward the end of first shift and carrying you through to almost the completion of second shift. Is that correct?
Correct. So, yeah, I'm here until after they all go to bed. I come in. So it's really, really good rapport. You know what's kind of going on during the day. What day shift is doing, we can carry it into second shift, and we can also let second shift know, or first shift know in the morning, hey, we need to see, keep an eye here, you know, or this guy's falling through the cracks, or, yep, you know, try to get people help.
Well, I know you have a heart for the men over there, because I hear a lot of things that you do, a lot of concerns. A lot of times for the men over there in regards to seeing our men coming in off the street. Let me ask you, Randy, as you work with the men, what are some things that really stand out to you in regards to the ministry aspect of it? Somebody comes in and they're new and they're saying, hey, what's going on here?
Just being able to tell that my transformation that the Lord's done in my life alone, and what I've seen throughout the mission here. And one thing that I think the Lord blessed me with the ability to do was we had some violence here a few months back. And one of our clients got stabbed and was in hospice for a week or so.
Yes.
And the Lord opened them doors for me to get during the pandemic up into the hospital to see him every day and just be able to pray with him and read the gospel to him and spend the last 2 weeks that he had, even though he wasn't responding.
Yes.
I do feel he heard the gospel.
Yes. And, you know, that happened, like you said, a couple months ago. That
March happened, 27th, yeah, yes.
That happened out in front on Market Street by the mission. And, yes, I remember that evening very well. And we know, Randy, that sometimes drugs can be a factor in that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even drugs can make people do things that they usually wouldn't do. And I'm sure you see men come in and they're struggling with some of the drug issues that are going on out there.
Yes.
And I'm sure as you counsel with them, as you share your testimony, I'm sure that builds a relationship. How important is it to build relationships with the guest?
Very important. Our guests do not like to trust anybody. But once you get past that, you break that wall down, and when you start talking to them, you realize they don't want to do bad. I didn't want to do bad. But we're scared. We don't know how. Where do you turn? It's a darkness coming out of the darkness, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't realize it's actually you're coming to the light. You're coming to the Lord, to good things. And they'll ask, you know, how do I live without drugs?
Yes.
You know, that's a hard one.
Yes.
Because it's a whole new life changer there. And
yes. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And for a man to open up, sometimes it can take a little longer to build that relationship.
Yes.
And some of the ways that they can build trust is how? With you. As you work with them. How do you build trust with them?
You love on them. You know, you show them Jesus love. You just love on them. They're cussing you out. Okay, bad day.
Yeah.
Come at it again. But the big thing, listen to them. They want to be heard. They want to know they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And trust, it takes a while.
Yes.
I mean, there's guys, I've been here 2 years, 2.5 years. I've been working here almost a year. There's some guys I still can't get their trust. You know,
yes.
You're still working on that.
Right.
So.
And sometimes talking about things beyond the drugs. And what I mean by that, I think you know what I mean by this, Randy, is sometimes the drugs are one issue, but there's another issue behind the drugs that maybe are keeping them in that
yes.
drug state. Is that correct?
Yes. I found a lot of childhood trauma drives a lot of the drug use, a lot of the mental health, just the sin from you fall into that path of sin and you'd mm-hmm. never forgive. They don't know how to forgive. And I was one of them. I didn't know how to forgive things that happened to me. Until I came to the program, that was my big thing. Reading through the Bible and going to church, the biggest tool was to forgive.
Yes.
And luckily, you know, going to the Lord, I can't tell you, the Lord did it.
Yeah, and there's a weight that kind of comes off,
a huge
too.
Weight, yeah.
And freedom that comes with that, even though we don't think there will be a freedom. There's a huge freedom that comes with that. And I'm sure as you talk to guys and you share your testimony, I'm sure that has to be able to plant seeds in their lives.
Yes. And once I give my testimony, a lot of times it'll really open the door to guys. Well, hey, I've had the same thing happen to me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
How? Look at you now, though. You're so much better than... No, I'm not better. We're all equal here.
Yep.
You know, I came to the Lord. I surrendered my... The bad, you know, the drugs, and
yes.
found other ways to cope with my hurt and anger, and it wasn't drugs. I turned to the Lord when I'm down, and
amen.
Let Him work, do His work.
Amen. Let me ask you, in regards to our guests coming in, do we have a kind of a younger group coming in, or is it still kind of mixed in regards to middle age, older, younger?
I think it's very mixed.
Very mixed.
I think we're getting a very mixed mm-hmm. age group.
And with the younger population that comes in, the guests that come through our doors, maybe they might not be here for 3 months or 6 months. What are some of their issues that they're struggling with? Is it the same as maybe 20 years ago, or are they dealing with different things right now?
Right now, I think they're dealing with pretty much, you know, the childhood. That's we're finding more and more, or at least I am. The more I talk to people, the more I realize there's so much childhood trauma, even adult trauma.
Yes.
Things that happened in their that some bad trauma happened that they just don't trust anyone. They lose trust in the Lord.
So let's, I say this loosely because there's really no average day over there, but when you come in, kind of walk us through your routine. What, you know, from 1:30 to 9:30, there's a lot that goes on.
Yes. One of my favorite things to do, especially if I've been off for a few days, is when I come in and walk through that day room. They're happy to see you,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you feel good. It's like, wow, the Lord put me here for a reason.
Yes.
You know, I needed that boost, you know, because there's a lot of love here at the mission that we get to see and experience and be part of.
Yes.
So.
So that time frame, I mean, there's, you know, 1:30, 3:30, 5:30 rolls around. I'm sure your guys are coming in maybe from work. Then we go over to chapel. What happens at that time? You guys kind of check everybody in?
We get everyone checked in. And that's where it's nice being on second shift, being able to be here. And that's where you can see all your eyes on the whole population that is pretty much staying here at the ministry. The ones that aren't here during the day, you see them. And it just, it's nice. It's nice being able to just build those relationships up. And
yes.
And it's a busy time, you know, but it's a very fulfilling time.
Yes. You know, I always think, you know, the chapel time, even at lunchtime, it's a time to reconnect. And what I mean by that, sure, we're giving them the word, which is very important. But there's also the opportunity to find out how their day is going.
Yep.
Maybe someone comes in and they're upset. There's an opportunity to pray with them or pull them aside and say, hey, you know, how's your day going? Because there's a lot that can go on in a day for somebody.
A lot.
Especially if they're getting up early in the morning, because, you know, sometimes they leave at 6, maybe a little bit earlier if they're going out to work. Between they go to work and come back here, they face a lot of challenges.
A lot.
And you know that.
Yes, a lot. A lot of temptation, a lot of just the devil trying to get in to their heads, you know, just the mental beatdown of being on the streets all day.
Yeah, I remember years ago, there was a gentleman that he was a very hard worker. He'd go out to work every morning, and then he would get in close to 7:30 at night because of his work. And we had a nice relationship, but he struggled with addiction. But I'll never forget him telling me that the reason why he got to the mission later was because he didn't take the short route back to the mission. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, the short route is where all the temptation is at.
Yes.
So he would actually walk an extra mile and a half to almost 2 miles
to
avoid that, just to get back to the haven to rest. And so there are enormous amounts of challenges that our guests are dealing with as they come to the haven of rest.
Yeah, and I think you and I talked about this the night of the violence over there, how it was our clients will flock to door number 3.
Yes.
No matter what's going on.
Yep.
It could be that was an act of violence out there. He was trying to get to the day room, to door number 3, because he knew that was a safe haven right there, you know.
And there's been many times over the years, Randy, when I think of that, where maybe somebody might not be staying here, but they're close in proximity, and they're coming to door number 3.
Yes.
Or maybe somebody else that might be staying here might come in and say, hey, somebody needs help. And even though they're not on our property, they're coming to door number 3 because they know that they're going to get the help. Even in the midst of so much going on out there and chaos. It seems like a lot of times when that chaos is going on, people come back to door number 3 for the help.
Yes.
Now, we don't want to see that chaos out there.
No, we don't.
I mean, we always are praying for protection around the haven of rest in the organization. But even in the midst of that, it seems like they turn to door number 3 when things might not be going right. So,
and I think that's why we, you know, the Lord brings them to door number 3, you know, for the help. They know.
They know that this is where they can get that help.
That help.
Well, you know, Randy, it's always a blessing to talk to you. I don't get to see you all the time. I happen to be here, you know, even though we're doing this on Sunday morning. I know your shift is different, a little bit different than mine. There's some overlap there.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate what you're doing over there.
Thank you.
And as we close here, how can our listeners pray for you as we work with the many guests that come through the doors of the Haven of Rest Ministry? Door number 3.
Door number 3. Pray for our just protection. Pray for the wisdom and the guidance that we need, only the Lord can give us, like I said. There's times you're stumped, like, how are you going to help this person? And you just pray on it, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, oh, okay. Makes this huge task into something so small.
Yes.
And you know that's the Lord working. And So yeah, just pray for our wisdom that he gives us, you know.
Well, I know our listeners will. And once again, thank you for being on the program here this morning, Randy.
Thank you.